Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The left fielder, Richie Sheinblum. Batting third. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel takes first base on ball four. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuller. Manuel moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheinblum. Cott reaches second base with a double. Manuel scores. Roseboro goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roseborough for a passed ball. Harrelson moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Harrelson moves to third. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manuel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseborough hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinblum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Fosse pinch hits for Duke Sims. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fosse moves to second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. Fossey moves to third. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fossey scores. Horton moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-1 in the game. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Fossey now catching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cott hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0-2 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Uhlander. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Uhlander steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. Uhlander moves to third. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhlander scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manuel hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-1 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-1 in the game. Fossey takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Reese reaches second base with a double. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas takes first base on ball 4. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosboro takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to third. Cardenas moves to second. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cott is called out on strikes. 1 out. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0-for-3 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. Cardenas scores. Rosboro moves to second. It's 8-3, Twins. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-3 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosboro scores. Olander moves to third. It's 9-3, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton fields the ball and throws to Paul covering. Safe. Olander scores. Carew moves to second. It's 10-3, Twins. Stan Williams now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manuel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-2 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a fly ball into left field. Shine Bloom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas strikes out. 2 outs. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rosboro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing left field. Zoilovir Als pinch hits for Stan Williams. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cott hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops it up and throws to first, with Pizarro covering, for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Oliva takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Carew moves to third. Oliva moves to second. Frank Quilici pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Kroll now pitching. Chuck Hinton now playing right field. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Reese for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosboro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. with a walk. Alves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas misplays the ball. That's an error on Cardenas. Alves moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Resettles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-3 in the game. Fuller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.